It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon in the basement of the state capitol, and in a small room next door to the office for the Oklahoma State Ethics Commission is Mr. Woody's Style Shop. Inside, Woody Yaklin is doing something he's done for decades. He's giving someone a haircut.
Whatever is said in the barbershop stays in the barbershop.
Yaklin is 77 years old. His hair is nearly all white, and he has a salt and pepper mustache. The sleeves of his button-down shirt are rolled up. There's a brown stain that might be hair dye on one of the elbows. Yaklin seats his client, Bob Blackburn, in the leather barber chair and fastens a cape around his neck. Blackburn is the director of the Oklahoma Historical Society. He's here on his lunch hour.
Yeah, about every 3 weeks I get over here, whether I need it or not. See Woody.
There's a ritual to the haircut. Yaklin uses an old and loud electric massager on Blackburn's scalp. He shampoos his hair and combs it, and then he digs into a drawer for his heavy metal barber shears.
And those are all top steel.
Yaklin has been cutting and styling hair since 1961. That's the year he got out of the military and enrolled in barber school. But he didn't set up shop in the Capitol building until 1996, when he took the business over from another barber.
When I first came out here, I was a registered Republican, and everybody I worked on out here was a Democrat at the time, so I went down and signed up to be a Democrat, and I've been a Democrat ever since.
Yaklin says these days, Republicans are the state's majority party, but that hasn't hurt his business.
It's okay with me. They all grow hair, so doesn't matter to me.
Yaklin's taken his scissors to the hair, or lack thereof, of lots of Oklahoma bigwigs over the years. State lawmakers, judges.
Right, Judge Lumpkin over here. I also do Judge...
Governors, businessmen. But his time as the in-house Capitol barber is almost over. The Oklahoma State Capitol Restoration Project is shutting down Mr. Woody's as part of a more than $240 million plan to renovate and update the building. Trait Thompson is the head of the restoration project.
I'm going to find that. There it is, floor plans. There we go.
Thompson is a self-described history buff. He has old drawings of the Capitol hanging on his office walls, and he knows a lot about the building. He says there's no barber shop in the building's original plans, and he hasn't been able to figure out what year it was added. Thompson says removing the barber shop will make room for a new exhibit space in the Capitol basement.
We've never had a place in the Capitol building before to be able to tell the story of the Capitol. And so this is going to be an opportunity for us to do things like display artifacts from the Capitol. We still have the original silver-plated pickaxe that Governor Lee Cruz used to break ground for the Capitol building.
Thompson says it's important for the Capitol to have a place for tourists and others to learn about Oklahoma history. Plus, he says, people aren't using the Capitol barbershop the way they used to.
You know, maybe 30 years ago, it was a really used item in the Capitol building, but over time, it's kind of lessened. And knowing that space is at a premium in this building, we want to utilize every square foot of space as well as we can.
Woody Yaklin is relocating his hairstyling business to a shop in Nichols Hills and says he's confident a lot of his clients will follow him there. But Yaklin says he sometimes gets sentimental about leaving the Capitol.
It's sad, but I've learned through the years that you just don't get too attached to anything because what comes may go.
Yaklin says he'd like to keep cutting hair for at least 3 more years, when he'll be 80 years old. For KGOU, I'm Claire Donnelly.